listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 480, covering week 35, August 24th to 30th, 2026. A new version of the PortyOx 2.8 distribution has been released. It is based on Slackware and inspired by the Slacks and Porteus projects. PortyOx features include pre-configured desktop environments based on Cinnamon, Cosmic, GNOME, KDE, LXDE, LXQT, Mate, and XFCE, hardware acceleration for multimedia processing on Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA GPUs, a 3-second live boot, a read-only system image with additional application installation from the PortyOx App Store, update rollback support, a copy-to-RAM boot mode, and network booting. The developers of the GIMP graphics editor announced they are working on a new image format to replace the XCF format, which preserves all image-related data, including layers, selections, channels, and applied guides. It is noted that the XCF format has several limitations and is ill-suited for larger complex projects such as multi-page and animated images, which are planned for GIMP 3.6. Instead of a rigidly structured binary format, the new implementation, similar to OpenDocument, will use a set of XML-marked files packaged in a zip archive. Implementation details are still being developed, but the new format is expected to speed up saving operations, as periodic saving will only require changing individual parts of the file without overwriting the entire contents. It will also eliminate the complexities that hinder the automatic saving feature. Support for the old XCF format will be retained for backward compatibility, but saving and loading functionality for new features will only be implemented in the new format once it is fully stabilized. Vanilla OS 3, a user-friendly distribution based on Debian but going beyond a simple rebuild, has been released. Vanilla OS's system environment is mounted read-only and updated atomically, while applications run in separate containers using a layer based on the DistroBox toolchain. The user environment is unmodified GNOME, delivered as originally released by the developers. Custom graphical configuration tools are written in GTK4 using libadweta. The builds are for x86, 64, and ARM 64. The Vanilla System Operator, or VSO, tool Kit is being developed for system administration. It enables tasks such as updating the system, changing settings, and creating tasks linked to specific actions. Built-in support for launching Android apps is provided using the Wadroid toolkit. On August 25, 1991, after 5 months of development, 21-year-old student Linus Torvalds announced on the comp.os.minix newsgroup the creation of a working prototype of the new Linux operating system, marking the completion of the ports of Bash 1.08 and GCC 1.40. The first public release of the Linux kernel was presented on September 17. Kernel 0.0.1 was 62 kilobytes in compressed size and contained approximately 10,000 lines of source code. The GNU project has released GNU Emacs 31.1, the first release of the stable 31.x series. The project was initially developed under the personal leadership of Richard Stallman through the release of GNU Emacs 24.5 in 2015. The project's code is written in C and Lisp and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. System76 has released the Cosmic 1.7.0 desktop environment. Packages for Cosmic 1.7 are available in Pop! OS 24.04 and are expected soon in Fedora, NixOS, Arch Linux, OpenSUSE, Aran OS, Redox, and CacheOS. The code is written in Rust and licensed under the GPLv3 for applications and MPL 2.0 for libraries. Several rendering engines are provided supporting Vulkan, Metal, DX12, OpenGL 2.1+, and OpenGL ES 2.0+. Developers are offered a ready-made set of widgets, the ability to create asynchronous handlers, and adaptive layout of interface elements based on window and screen size. The project is also developing a Wayland-based Cosmic-Comp compositing server. The Armbian 26.8 Linux distribution has been released. It provides a compact system environment for single-board computers with processors based on ARM, RISC-V, and x86 architectures, supporting various models of Raspberry Pi and other single-board computers based on Allwinner, Amlogic, Acton Semi, Freescale/NXP, Marvell Armada, Rockchip, Radska, and Samsung Exynos processors. Debian and Ubuntu package databases are used to create builds, but all components are completely rebuilt using a custom build system incorporating optimizations to reduce size, increase performance, and apply additional security mechanisms. The project supports over 30 Linux kernel builds for various ARM and ARM64 platforms. A software development kit is provided to simplify the creation of custom system images, packages, and distribution editions. ZSwap is used for swapping. Two-factor authentication is available when logging in via SSH. The project includes a Box64 emulator, allowing you to run programs built for x86 processors. Ready-to-run packages are available for user environments based on KDE, GNOME, Budgie, Cinnamon, i3WM, Mate, XFCE, and Xmonad. A new version of BubbleWrap 0.12, a toolkit for managing isolated environments used to restrict individual applications for unprivileged users, has been published. BubbleWrap is used by the Flatpak project as a layer for isolating applications launched from packages. This isolation utilizes traditional Linux container virtualization technologies based on C groups, namespaces, seccomp, and SE Linux. The project's code is written in C and distributed under the LGPL v2.1 Plus license. Canonical has released Ubuntu 26.04.1 LTS, which includes updates to several hundred packages to address vulnerabilities and stability issues. The new version also fixes bugs in the installer and bootloader. This release marks the completion of the baseline stabilization of the LTS release. Users of previous Ubuntu 24.04 LTS branch will now be offered the option to upgrade to the 26.04 branch. Support for updates and security fixes for the server and desktop editions of Ubuntu 26.04 LTS will continue until April 2031, plus an additional 10 years for Ubuntu Pro users. Among the changes in the new release, note new bug fix versions of the GTK 4.22.4, LibreOffice 26.2.5, SnapD 2.76.1, NVIDIA 580.159.03, and 595.71.05, LibAdWeta 1.9.1, AppArmor 5.0.2, at-spi2-core 2.60.4, GDM 50.1, Nautilus 50.2.2, GNOME Control Center 50.3, GNOME Remote Desktop 50.2, GNOME Session 50.1, Papers 50.2, Orca 50.2. The driver for fingerprint scanners Aegis_ETU905 has been added. Support for the ALK 4080 audio codec used in the NVIDIA GB300 platform is provided. Added firmware files for the Cypress 43439 Wi-Fi chip. Additional firmware updates have been added for Lenovo and Dell laptop components. Added support for the Deep Computing FML13V05 and Base MIT K3 CoM260 IFX boards, as well as new ELAN and Synaptic touchpads. The OpenChillin 3.0 Linux distribution, developed by China Electronics Corporation with the participation of several hundred different Chinese organizations, educational institutions, research centers, software and hardware manufacturers, has been released. The distribution maintains its own package base, independent from other distributions. Development is conducted under open licenses, primarily GPLv3, in repositories hosted on Gitee, that's the GITEE.com. Ready-to-install versions are available for the x86-64, ARM64, Loang64, and RISC-V architectures in server and desktop versions. Among OpenChillin's unique features, the graded freeze process lifecycle management mechanism stands out. It allows unused applications to be frozen without terminating them, but instead returning the process's allocated resources to the system. Graded freeze also allows different application classes to be prioritized for execution and resource consumption. React OS 0.4.16 has been released. It aims to ensure compatibility with Microsoft Windows programs and drivers, while also offering a Windows-style appearance, currently in the alpha stage of development. A bootable ISO image is available for download. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 and LGPLv2 licenses. The pfSense Community Edition 2.9.0 distribution for creating firewalls and network gateways has been released. The distribution is based on the FreeBSD codebase and incorporates code from the MonoWall project and the PF packet filter. The distribution is managed via a web interface, captive portal, NAT, IPsec, OpenVPN, and PPoE can be used to manage user access over wired and wireless networks. A wide range of options for bandwidth limitation, limiting the number of simultaneous connections, traffic filtering, and creating failover configuration based on CARP are supported. Performance statistics are displayed as graphs or tables. Authorization via a local user database as well as via RADIUS and LDAP is supported. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.